It is 15 minutes after 10 o'clock on a sunny Tuesday morning.
And a cold one.
Yeah, that it is.
Right.
And yes. It's kind of slippery.
And it is a little bit slick out there, but it's still a great careful. Day to be in Litchfield.
Yeah. And some of the melting's going on, too. So
yeah, I think the sun is out, and it's coming out probably for the afternoon, too, I think. So
yeah,
it will. I know there's a lot of farmers out there that are still waiting, my house included, to finish that up and hoping that it's going to melt off the leaves so they can at least get everything done. So.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Well, yes. We'll get there.
We will. So I have a couple guests.
I see you do.
Today.
Yeah.
Thrivent is one of our great chamber members, and they're right here down the street. And so today, Jackie and Kyle are with us, and tell us a little bit about what's happening at Thrivent.
Well, yeah, I guess for us, for Jackie and for our team, some of the things that we're doing is we're trying to round out the year, but we're trying to round it out with some pretty exciting events that we have. A couple through Community Ed, which we're going to be holding some educational workshops on estate planning and taxes and retirement. And you know, as we're going into the end of the year, some of those are really timely. And so we wanted to talk a little bit more about when that's coming up. And then we had one other event that we're going to be doing called, it's another educational event. It's not in the booklet through Community Ed, but it's called IPAs and IRAs.
Ooh.
And we're going to be hanging out at Half Bushel Brewing coming up on here in about 13 days.
Okay.
And holding that event. So we're going to go over some different, some of the tax strategies with IRAs and then enjoy some of the beer that Brennan brews over there.
Oh, that sounds like a good one. When is that again? I got to pay attention here.
She's going to write it down now.
Write that one down, yeah. It's
Monday the 13th.
Yeah, Monday the 13th.
Okay.
So coming up in that week of the 13th, so November the 13th, the IPAs and IRAs, we're going to kick it off at 7 o'clock at Half Bushel Brewing.
Okay.
That's one that if people are interested in doing or coming out to enjoy that, they just need to call our office at 593-2846 and let us know. And so space is going to be limited. There's some invitations we're sending out. And so that's one that if you're interested in, get a hold of us. We're going to do another one in December as well. So, but that week's going to be busy for us because we also have a workshop over at the Wagner Education Building on November 14th at 7 o'clock, and that's the estate strategies. It's called Prepare Wisely Estate Strategy Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're going to just be going over. We hear the questions all the time, like, do we need a will? Tell us more about getting a will so we can avoid probate. And I think, we're not attorneys, but we do provide education through some of those areas, and we are constantly referring people to get their legal work done so they get those things clarified. And so that's what we're going to go over. Tell us more about, what can a trust do? What does a will do? Why is a power of attorney important? Your medical directive, guardianship in your will for your kids. We're going to go over all those ideas in that workshop. And we can give you an idea of what you should be asking when you finally, make that appointment with an attorney.
Yeah.
And so that's November 14th at 7 o'clock. And also November 16th, which is Thursday, we have Will Taxes Affect Your Retirement? And that, the short answer is yes.
Yeah.
But, things are changing in the tax environment. And so we're going to get into, some of the advantages of our current tax brackets. And we're going to get into strategies on how to pull dollars from those accounts and make the most of your tax situation so you can, pay less in taxes. If you can save 10% with your withdrawals in retirement on taxes by taking withdrawals the right way, well, that's like getting, positive interest on the other end.
It's a bonus.
For sure.
It's a bonus for everybody.
So
if you can do it right.
That's right. So, and I think sometimes, you know, people can look up all this information online.
Sure.
But what you need to do is think about finding some trusted advisors mm-hmm. that know what they're talking about. And mm-hmm. I think Thrivent is definitely one of them. And they have the education and knowledge behind them from experience. Jackie, mm-hmm. you've been there for how many years?
Oh, gosh. It's almost, we're working on 20, close yes. to 20.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, there's 20 years of experience there that she could help you with a lot of these different topics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a big thing. And this is one of those things that, you know, kind of our background at Thrivent is we want to help people be wise with their money so that they can live more generously. I mean, our Christian faith is at the heart of what we do. Mm-hmm. And so that's the, you know, when we do these workshops, I mean, they're at no cost to the participants. There's no products offered for sale. There's no anything like that. There's no pressure at these events. It's basically us giving you the information, and then we're actually with our estate strategies workshop. There is a booklet that we're handing out as well. That basically it's a workbook that you can fill out. Who are the contact people? You know, when you die. Where do you have your things located? Where is your power? You know, where is your will? Where is your legal documents? Who are the people that you work with? Your accountant, and you can fill out all of these different things and then have that copy of that book that you can, you know, let your loved ones know that you have. So that's a tool that we're giving out for free as well at that event. So,
and that is so important. What a big, that's really nice that's available.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. is.
Because that's just so important. And how many times have you heard, well, we had to go through probate because we couldn't find all this stuff.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah.
I know in my past working career, I did work at Johnson Hagland. Mm-hmm. And I worked very closely with Thrivent, too, with that position. And it is amazing to, at one of the most crucial times in your family's life, when you lose someone and they walk through those doors and you start asking for this information. And I watched several families come in and have nothing
right.
ready. Yep. Yep. And so I am a huge proponent of make sure that you have things right. ready. And then people would always say, well, do you? And I said, of course I do.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you have everything put, you know where things are. It's just a very important piece
right.
To nice. Have.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, sometimes we think, and this is a misconception that we've seen over the years, you know, one of the things we ask our clients, or if we have a new client that's coming in, you know, one of the foundational things we work on is, have you done your legal work? And this is for, doesn't matter if you're 70 or 55 or, you know, if you're, I'm 39, I have three kids, they're 13, 10, and 8. And, you know, the biggest assets I have in my life are my three boys. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do the correct legal work and my wife and I die too soon, we haven't established who the guardian's going to be or who the custodian of our you know, dollars are going to be to help raise our kids. Yep. If you don't take care of that, whoever raises their hand gets to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And yep. so you don't want people making decisions for your kids. So I would encourage anybody that a young family, if you have not gotten your legal work done, do that. And if you have questions on it and just want more information, I mean, this is a yep. great... this is a great interactive experience where we're going to ask, and we encourage people to ask questions and have it be more of a dialogue.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, we hope those things don't happen to young families, but, you know, God forbid they do. Let's make sure we get that stuff done.
Yeah. Okay, somebody out there hears this and they go, well, I should get signed up. How do they get signed up?
Yeah, just give our office a call at 320-593-2846, or I believe there still is a lead time with Community Ed.
Okay.
They can still register for the workshops.
Yeah.
Again, just to reiterate, Monday, November 13th, we have the IPAs and IRAs right in downtown Litchfield at Half Bushel. I believe 7 p.m.
It's 7 p.m., yeah, and we'll have I think the way we've decided we're going to do it is just have a couple of, like, hand out a drink ticket, and then we'll have, like, appetizers or some food as while we're going through everything, and that'll be good.
Yep. And then coming up the next day on Tuesday, the 14th of November at 7 p.m. again, we have the Prepare Wisely Estate Strategy Essentials again at 7 p.m. That is being held at the Wagner Education Building, room 16. And on Thursday, November 16th, also at 7 p.m., we have your Will Your Taxes Affect Your Retirement? Again, at the Wagner Education Building. So yep. If you're interested, just reach out to us, and we can sure get you signed up or answer any questions you have. 320-593-2846.
Okie doke. Yep.
And
beautiful.
One housekeeping item about the Wagner Education Building. The best place to park is between the web building and the, you know, the football field. There's that little parking lot there. Yep. Those doors, you come right in, and room 16 is just off to the right.
Yep.
And so it's a, so yeah, if you're interested in that, just, you know, it's easier to park there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
All right.
Lots of
well,
good
you.
Information for everyone. You know, and if you forget what those numbers are or don't have it written down, you can always give us a call at the chamber office.
Call them.
Yes. Yeah. Call us and we'll make sure because we have that direct link with them. I just want to give a huge shout out to Robbie Brown for the trunk or treat. Everybody thought it was going to be cold, but you know what? It wasn't so bad on Sunday, and I know that we had to have had 500-600 kids come through.
Awesome.
Because we got rid of almost all of our items and then some. So it was great. There were about 24 vehicles there, and the fire department, rescue squad. It was just a great, great time, and it's a good time for families. Bundle up warm tonight. There's a lot of fun things that are going mm-hmm. on tonight as well. So do that. Then starting tomorrow, we kick into our holiday season. Light Up Litchfield will be in full force, and that park is going to be absolutely beautiful this year.
Cool.
We do have an old-fashioned lighting ceremony that will take place on the Friday night after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And 5 o'clock, carolers will be around, and the countdown will start, and Mayor Dingman will announce Light Up Litchfield and let's start the holiday season.
Cool.
So around 5:30, we've got businesses downtown that will be open. Mimi's is going to be open, as well as the Legion for food. Lots of different fun things happening, so we'll keep you informed about all of those things coming up. So I always say I don't like to talk about the Christmas season until Halloween is done. So
yeah,
trick or treat tonight, and next week we'll start all of our holiday shopping and 12 days of giving that we're going to be doing as well.
Yeah. So on All Saints Day.
Yes, that's right. We'll do that. Maybe I better wait till November 2nd. So 693-8184 is the chamber number. Janae@litch.com. Judy@litch.com.
Right. Judy, thanks for coming in.
Yes, we'll
Kyle,
see you.
And Jackie, thank you for coming in as well.
Good to
awesome.
See you.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Yes.
Good luck with your events.